Welcome to COVID-19 Voices from the Frontline, and today I'm with the missionary midwife, and I'm delighted to be joined by Beth, who is working in a birthing centre in the Philippines. Welcome, Beth.
Hi.
Hi, and I understand you've been where you are for about 3.5 years now, is that right? But where were you originally from?
Yeah, I'm from West Yorkshire originally.
Great. Well, it's really good to have you here. And obviously, we're speaking to you on the other side of the world. And obviously, as a global pandemic, this is affecting the Philippines as well. Can you just give us a bit of a feel of what life's been like for you in the last few weeks?
Yeah, in the last few weeks, it's kind of been building up. Everybody's become a lot more aware of it. The cases have risen in the last couple of weeks. We're doing quite well, but we're currently where we are is in a lockdown situation, so restricted movement, but we are able to go to work and continue to get the necessities as and when needed.
And how's it affecting you actually at work in terms of how you're sort of dealing with patients, with women?
So we've been advised today, we were able to follow up with the Department of Health in our area and just see what their recommendations are. And while there's only, I think, 4 cases on our island right now, they're saying that we need to really reduce the risk of transmission. So we're reducing the number of antenatal checks that we're carrying out, which means that we've had to go through all of our lists, look through and prioritize who's about to give birth and getting close to term and who needs to have regular prenatals, who's got any other concerns that need following up in the pregnancy. In addition to that, we have to, any contact with patient, we have to be wearing full PPE, which isn't available. So we've been seeking out a tailor who might make up gowns that we can use that would be washable. And the girls, even in the house that I live, have been making up face masks for us to be able to wear, which is not the ideal situation. But as the DOH said to me earlier, she said we just have to improvise and do the best that we can with the lack of equipment that's available.
Right. I mean, it's so interesting to hear you say that. I'm here in the UK where there's a lot of, you know, concern over whether there's going to be enough PPE, but I think we've probably got a bit more than many parts of the world, including, it sounds, where you are. And I think we need to think of people, healthcare workers around the world at the moment who are having to improvise in this way. So it's a really helpful reminder. Beth, you're obviously a long way from home. You're with a team who, I think a lot of them are also a long way from home. What's that like for you at the moment?
I think that there's been a mixture of that build-up of fear and anxiety, mixed kind of emotions amongst different people, especially concern coming from people back home feeding back to us here. But also there is people are concerned about family, elderly relatives at home, not being near to them, and concerned about how they're doing and how they're going to be coping. So there's a good spirit of unity. There's quite a big missionary community where we are. So we are able to kind of come together and we've got good support. But there is a level of fear, but definitely a focus on God and knowing and trusting in Him throughout this time.
Brilliant. Yes, it's a real encouragement to us. But how can we perhaps pray for you? And how can people be thinking of people like yourself who are a long way away at this time in terms of prayer?
One of the things to pray maybe for the Philippines is just that the outbreak will continue to be at low levels. We don't know what's going to happen. It could become bigger, but they don't have the capacity to cope if it does. And so just that we'll continue to be vigilant and wise in the care that we provide, and just for that continued peace and trust and focus on God, and just any anxiety that people do have, that we'll be able to support each other and to love each other, and so that there'll be less anxiety amongst people and worry about the virus, and especially for people who are anxious about family and friends back home as well.
Beth, that's great. Really, really encouraging for us. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you for joining us all the way from the Philippines.
Well, thank you for having me.
That's a pleasure. And just a reminder about our daily prayer. So at 7 o'clock, that's UK time, which I think you'll be asleep for in the Philippines, Beth. But at 7 o'clock, we are meeting every day to stop and to pray. And you can do that wherever you are around the world. You can also join us live on Facebook, on Instagram, and later on the CMF YouTube channel. CMF are here to unite and equip Christian doctors and nurses to live and speak for Jesus. Do look out for other resources, including the First Incision podcast, our cmfblogs.org.uk site, and cmf.org.uk for other resources to support and to help healthcare workers and the wider church at this current time. We'll see you soon.